Some of those vending machines, I mean, you could bake cinnamon rolls anymore and bring them in, and just imagine those things with all kinds of ideas, and just how much initiative or imaginative you were.
Okay, but we need to, you know, what exact time do we have to wait, Gary? Because you're forgetting close to meeting here.
I can be honest, and if I really have all the questions answered, then not. So, I'm really trying to answer the question. I do need to get back, because I do have to do that much around here.
Okay, so Josh. Actually, a couple of things. Really, I talked before, putting some vending machines in our building to provide training, especially for people that will do some training. But my question is that, very much people, children, participants, do we get our university grant for social security, for the training and everything we provide for them? And if so, how much money we got last 5 years? And if we don't, if we still join social security, since we are, is that, kind of a, make everything for them to make, not to make money, so that they will do this deficit?
Yes, yes. We have money that,
I think 15 years old, the last year was, you should have got
most states have for Senate?
Some of the rates there is to 16% for the last 3 or 4 years. Iowa does not have any set aside at all, they use state dollars. Colorado has a 15% set aside. Nationally, most, I believe, are most, at least 80% of folks collect set aside, not say, probably. The mean average right now, 12% set aside. There are a few states like Iowa,
certainly make a motion and accept the increase.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the increase that the vendors committee has recommended for the set aside. I know there's been some controversy about whether or not that's a good thing to do or a bad thing to do, but at this point, since the vendors committee is recommending it, it certainly seems like those folks have probably discussed it a lot and figured out that this is in both their best interest and the best interest of the program as a whole. So is there a discussion? Okay, any follow-up questions? Sorry, David. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now, is there any kind of specific thing we need to do that shows that we have made this? Is it showing in our minutes? Is that sufficient? Or?
I believe that's sufficient, and I will write to RSA to report your decision. And I had already sent the material that I sent to you to the RSA Kansas City office. Just to kind of see if there was any, to make sure we didn't miss something in the process and end up waiting for the quarterly meeting. And they said that that was all they needed, which looked like it would be approved without problem. So I'll do the official request on behalf of the public here.
So it should be able to start in September, like the committee wanted?
Well, it still depends on how long it takes from them, but I don't know if we'll get it back to start in September, but it will begin the next month beyond which all the official approvals have been received.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
Since we're halfway, has the more than the dollars of the total impact of this increase? How much of that?
We received the information that talked about what it is now, and it would, you know, the adding another percentage would, given the current amount that the program brings in. Like, I'm not quite sure what you're asking. Impact in terms of just the money amount, or?
I know that would be the question. You just said.
Don't bring that word of amount.
And the word of cost is 10%, assuming you know what it is.
Yes. Sure.
I would say that the 1% increase will equal $3,253 per year. That's not a huge amount. I mean, it's certainly not a huge amount. I think one is a
it back again, because we have voted at these meetings to revisit the different focus topics over, you know, over time, because we really, that's one way that we can try to assure ourselves that we have some idea of what's going on and have a chance to interact with people who are making it happen. So, you know, we appreciate your coming, and we will undoubtedly hear from us again.
All right, thank you.
And as far as the accessibility, I guess I'd be interested in a, you know, follow-up kind of status of, you know, stuff that could be implemented immediately. I, you know, it'd be nice if they could be implemented immediately, and things that, you know, practicalities of attaching menus to machines and such. I don't think it's rocket science, but I mean, I'd look at it and see what the best method is.
Okay, well, why don't we be meeting again in November? If you could, you know, give us an update by then, that would be helpful. This is Pearl. Mm-hmm. If I could say one more thing. So when it was first brought up by the board to Terry and the commission, we did. I mean, there was a period of time where after that, Terry and Don worked with vendors and machines that trade up and it's still possible. I mean, it was worked on, but perhaps we didn't start
in the possibility.
Right. But we did do a bunch of activity, and perhaps we just didn't quite well know. But, and then, as Terry said, as machines change, if we don't know about it, so we can certainly be more proactive.
Well, it's just like the restaurant that gets...
I've been asking for follow-up also, so, you know, I think if we, if from both aspects of it, we do that, then we'll test it.
And again, just that would be an ongoing process, because
right.
Like the restaurant that gets a bell menu, and then they change the menu, and, you know, then they don't have a bell menu anymore, and it's, you know, it's great that they had it at one time, but kind of makes it an ongoing thing.
This will have to be, because like Andy said, they can just switch that all the time to change it stuff around.
Just like menus, when they have a special of the day, they just put a sticky up front and said it's today's special, it's, you know, Italian beef sandwich, you know, so I can imagine there'd be some way of putting some little daily...
Well, that would take labels before, well, for some things, but those carousel machines, I don't see how that, those would be the stick up.
Snacks would be better than the menu.
Yeah, just if you just keep looking at it, because, you know, when I looked at it, I didn't come up with a ready idea either, real creative in that area either, so. But I'm sure somebody is, and if we just keep it in front of people,
we'll see how other states have done it, how other vendors, it's, you know, that's technically reinventing the wheel thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, let's see, it is afternoon. We need to deal with not only eating, but having at least some kind of a break. Now, what is the situation with the cafeteria? Does it have a specific time that it's open, or are we going to go there? What is the...
Sheila, do you know about the cafeteria here? Does anybody locally here know?
Figuring out of what the lunch could be.
I have a check.
That would be,